Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Good morning, good morning. Oh, yes, welcome to A Day of Thanks on Bible Storyland. Oh, we are grateful you joined us this morning. We're so thankful. Oh, we are thankful to the Lord for you. Oh, yeah, you are mighty. You are holy. Oh, you are great God. You are the Almighty Father. Nobody's great like you are, God. Oh, I thank you today, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do in us. Oh, yeah, you're doing great things in us, your children. You're making us fit for the kingdom. You're preparing us for what's to come. Oh, glorious things are you doing for us, oh, Father. We just say thank you this morning. We give you great glory, thanks, praise, honor. Honor due to you, O King. So I say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, this is the Thanksgiving day right now. Yesterday was Thanksgiving day. Oh, yeah, tomorrow will be Thanksgiving day. Every day is Thanksgiving day. So we come this morning to give the King of Kings thanks, praise, honor, glorify, and lift up the name of Jesus. We're so grateful this morning. We're in the land of the living, and we can say, Abba, Father. We are blessed. Yeah, we are favored by the Most High God. So we thank the Lord this morning for ordering our steps. You know, he said the steps of a good person are ordered by him. So we are grateful. God, and we owe him all the thanks, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Today is a day of thanks on Bible Storyland. We are honoring the King of Kings, our Lord, our Savior, our Father. He's a great God. Nobody like our God. None can compare. That lets us know that there are other gods, but they are false. He's the true and living God. Nobody like him. Nobody can create a whole world in 6 days. And you know what? He rested on the seventh day. Isn't he amazing? He lets us know how to live his word, the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving the earth. He didn't leave anything, you know, that undone. He completed everything. His word says in 1 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. We don't have to worry. He ain't going to cut us off. We're not going to lose our inheritance. No, he to him. He's never going to leave us, no matter what age we are. We could be 205, 18, 8 days old. Oh, no, he's always with us. He's so amazing. And I tell you what, we are blessed to be his children, blessed to be called by his name. His word says in Psalms 95:1, oh, come, let us sing the love. Oh, yeah. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyfully to him with songs. You know, David wrote many songs, and he was so grateful to God that God had chosen. Even when he messed up, God forgave him. Now, let me tell you, when we mess up, there are consequences. But God sees us through. We just have to repent, ask God to forgive us, and keep it moving. We can't wallow, keep wallowing and wallowing and wallowing. We got to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his goodness. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. What does it say? His glorious name. His name is glorious. He's full of majesty. He's a majestic God. He's clothed in majesty. Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. You know, he's great, he's mighty, he's holy. There's no God like our God. He's not going to leave you. Mm-mm. You know, friends leave, family members leave, but he said, even when our father and our mother forsake us, he's not going to leave us. He is the one who takes us up in his loving arms. Yeah, he loves us so much that he sent not 1,000 sons, not 100 sons, one son, his only son. Can you imagine giving up your only child to die for my sins, your sins, the sins of the world? It ain't going to work. No, they can't do it. They don't have the blood. Jesus had the blood. That blood covers us. Jesus has the blood that cleanses us of all unrighteousness. So we give him thanks today. Psalms 95:2 says, let us come before the presence, before his presence with thanksgiving, and let us make a joyful noise unto him with songs. So this morning, I thank God for you all coming on to be with us this morning. I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, we serve an amazing Father. Not only is he our Father, he's our friend. He said that he will sit closer to us than a family member, brother, sister, whomever. He sit closer. I thank God. We have this morning with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning. I thank God for each of you all coming on. You all are a great blessing in my life. It would take me, I don't know how many years to tell you how grateful I am to you. But most of all, I'm grateful to Father God for putting you in my life. I thank God for divine connection. We are connected divinely. Oh, yeah, God loves us so much. And you know what? He said we're to love him back. Woo! He said love him back. Not just any kind of way. We can't just run in and run out of his presence. We got to say, Lord, you're awesome. We got to spend time. Dwell. You know what dwell means? Dwell don't mean run in and run out. Dwell means stay there. Stay there till he releases you. You'll know when he releases you. When you get in his presence, you'll feel his Holy Spirit all over you. And then it may be 20 minutes, maybe 30, maybe 3 days. Who knows? Maybe an hour or two. But stay in his presence. Don't run in and don't run out. So we are thankful for his presence this morning. You know, can you just imagine being in the presence of God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like the angels bowing down, saying hallelujah to the King of Kings. So I say good morning to you all. Good morning, Karen. How you doing?
I am doing good. I want you to do, let's just praise the Lord.
Amen. What are you going to play this morning?
Let's just praise the Lord.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So I want to thank the Lord for each of you this morning. You know, as I said earlier, you are a great blessing in my life. I thank God for each of you. He's such an awesome King. He's such a mighty God. So Prophetess Ernestine Lawson is going to give us a prayer of thanksgiving this morning. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. And the day is a day to give God thanks. It's such a great day. Here I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, just giving God all the praise. I appreciate the words that you have already said and even the music that I have already heard. Hopefully I'll be with you until 10 o'clock this morning. But I for whatever I hear after this, I just thank the Lord for it. Prayer of thanksgiving. Father, in your word you said everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So we thank you, Lord God, for health, strength. No, Lord, forgive me. We thank you, Lord God, for you, God the Father. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for divinely ordering and establishing, Lord God, the threefold cord, which is the Son as well as the Holy Ghost, that they may carry out your word and they may manifest, Lord God, in the earth realm. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died on Calvary's cross. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you left to comfort, to encourage, to teach and train us, oh God. And Father, we thank you for the word of God, as Sister G said, hallelujah, that your written word, the logo, oh God, that we can read, gain understanding about your glory, your magnification, your kingdom, and our purpose for being born, oh Father. So we come thanking you, Lord God, hallelujah, for all things said and done. We come thanking you, Lord God, for health and strength. We come thanking you, Lord God, for watching over us last night and waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Father, Lord God, for allowing us to have our beings on today. God, we find it not robbery, Lord God, to give you all the honor and give you all the glory, oh God, because, yes, this is a season of giving thanks, but in everything we give thanks. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of death and sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, because as David said, if I make my bed in hell, Lord God, Mr. G was saying about the people on the street corners. Father, wherever we lay our heads, we say thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for feeding and clothing us like the children of Israel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in our right mind. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, for the activities of our land. And God, on senior citizen, youth, young people, teenagers, whatever age we may be, on today we give you thanks. Because we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see a day that was never promised to us. But we thank you, Lord God, for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, oh God, that you give to us today. And you said every day you give us new mercy. So, Father, we thank you for mercy, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our hearts beating and our lungs. We thank you, Lord God, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of pain, in the midst of aches, in the midst, Lord God, where someone may be in the hospital and someone, hallelujah, might be home and can't get out. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you, Lord God, for raising us out of our bed of sickness. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are going to come out the hospital. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, for healing and delivering us, Lord God, on this day. And then, Lord God, as I said, Lord God, even on this day, I was thinking, Lord God, I lift up the Simmons family. I lift up everybody who's bereaving, Lord God. Lord God, those, Lord God, have lost their loved ones, those who are going to be going to funerals today. Father, and even those who have lost people between 2019 and today. Father, we lift up the bereaving family. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for the words of encouragement. We thank you for the help. We thank you for the strength. We thank you, Lord God, for the ability to go on. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of sadness, that you are our comforter. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for comforting us, Lord God, in this time of bereavement, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, God, we thank you for Bible Storyland. We thank you for Sister G. We thank you for the vessel that you've called, Lord God, to be our Saturday morning, oh God, instrument that we may hear a word from you. Hallelujah. hear a song, Lord God, that glorify you. And Lord God, and be prayed for. And so, Father, I thank you for everyone on this line, oh, those who are listening now, those who are listening later. We pray for supernatural health, supernatural strength. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for and they all be made well, oh God. We thank you for length of days and long life, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for healing our mortal bodies. And, Lord God, and restoring our minds and restoring our youth like an eagle, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, who are on Bible Story Land today. And, Father, we just give you thanks, oh God, for being God and being God all by yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Prophetess Lawson. Thank God for your faithfulness. The Bible Story Land, we love you so much. Amen. Well, let's continually give God praise. You know, God inhabits the praises of his people. We got many of his people on today. We thank God for you. We got Pastor Donna on from Paducah, Kentucky. My God. I don't know if she got snow on the ground, but anyway, she came on anyway. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. The temperature is in the 20s, and we don't have any snow. We don't have any snow. Not yet.
Right.
Not yet. Yes, ma'am. God is good. He is good, and he's good all the time. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I'll sing, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, Pastor Donna. Let's see, Jackie was on. Yeah, she's back on right now. Thank God for you, Jackie. Travis, her cousin, lives in Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God that he is good. Yes, he is. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing? Probably got her phone on mute, but she's going to unmute it in a minute. Jackie, you hear me, Jackie?
Good morning, Sister G. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
How are you?
I thank
great.
God I was able
How
to come up here in Atlanta with my daughter and my family for Thanksgiving. It's so wonderful. My nephew is supposed to help
Amen.
Me sing this morning. Squeakum. He thinks he's trying to go to sleep. But that's okay, because I thank God for him anyway.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That's all right. I forget him. He sung with me last time. I think you remember that. You remember?
Oh.
I think he was in Kentucky.
No, ma'am.
He was in Columbia. We have angels and angels. The rest of them. So we thank God we had a great day yesterday. Hope everybody else had a great Thanksgiving. So Donna sang a great song. So I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise him forever and ever for all you've done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to thank you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. He hummed with me.
Amen. What's his name?
Quicum. William Anthony. Name, that's my brother. He hung with me.
Hey,
I just
man,
thank God.
Thank you.
Oh, he's like, okay. He was up. I think they were singing with me last night. And then this morning, he went to the bathroom. You up just in time to sing. Okay, thank you, Sister G.
All right.
I love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Give your family. All right, you too.
Okay,
thank God for your grand purple. I love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So now,
amen.
I want to thank God for every song. We got Minister Glory Jean Charlon with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise. We're delighting in the Lord. We're giving him thanks. This is a day of thanks. Good morning, Minister Glory Jean. How are you? You got to unmute your phone.
Praise God. I just thank the Lord. I thank God for you and everyone on the line and everyone that's giving God the glory today. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. What I'll do, this one I'll do. I have another one in mind, but I'll do this one. Thank you.
Out. So I just got up and went in the kitchen.
opened up the oven to check for myself, and when the air hit that oven, flames started to leap out of the oven. My goodness, I am thankful today for what did not happen, because that could have been a tragedy. All of us could have been trapped in the house, and we could have all lost our lives on Thanksgiving Day. But I'm thankful that the Lord spared our lives again. That was a wake-up call. That was a wake-up call. He could have taken us out of here, but he let us live, and I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful. God is good, and he's good all the time. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanks. And not just on the fourth Thursday in November, but every day. I'm thankful today. Minister G, that's my testimony for today. He spared our lives, and for that I'm thankful.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. What an awesome testimony. Thank God for your husband, your family. Thank God for the good report, the good news that he's fine. But we already knew he was doing good because he's in the hand of the Almighty God. And God says, whose report are we going to believe? We believe his report. His report said we already healed. But we claim that healing for all of us. We thank God for you today. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us, Sister Minister Vivian Collins from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to give a testimony as well. We thank God for her. Good morning, Minister Vivian. How are you? Got your phone on mute? She's on. Your phone may be on mute, but she's on here. Minister Vivian Collins, how are you? All righty. Well, we'll come back to her. We'll stay in Marrero, and we'll go to Minister Glory Dean Charlo again. Minister Glory Dean.
Yes.
We'll let you give testimony. Then we'll go back to Minister Vivian, see what's happening with her. We thank God for you, Minister Glory Dean. Take a few minutes. Give your testimony for 2021.
Okay. Well, I is that a testimony for this year or any time of our life?
All right, go ahead, anytime, whatever, however the Lord, 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 however
the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Lord, however the Let her go ahead.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on, I had to meet some lines. I didn't know what was going on. Hold on. All right, Minister Glory Dean, you ready?
Do you? I don't know what's wrong with the phone.
We can't hear
you.
It's
can
okay.
You hear
it's
me?
It's fine now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can... All right. Do you want a testimony any time of our life or one right now? In the time of our
right
life.
Right now,
huh?
The present. Well, actually, I wanted a testimony for right now. You want me to come back to you in a minute? You can think about a testimony for 2021. We'll let Vivian give hers, and I'll come back.
Oh, okay. Okay, that Vivian. Okay, okay.
All right. Go ahead, Sister Vivian. We want a 2021 testimony. Go ahead. Something God did for you this year.
Oh, praise God. God is so good. What he's done for me this year, God has been so good. Every one of my appointments that I've gone to the doctor for, they have come out good. I mean, from breast test to it was another test I had. But everything, you know, God is just so good, and he a healer. And I just thank God for what He has done in my life for this year. God has blessed in tremendous ways. Praise God. Even the ministry. Praise God. Everything God has promised. And he's just been so good.
And I just would like to, Sister G, read this little promise. Thank God for his promises, okay? Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I come with you with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you for all the good things that you have done in my life. I thank you for being the creator of all good things. Father, I thank you for your presence, for in your presence is fullness of joy, and in your presence I am complete and whole. In your presence I have purpose. Because of your presence, I'm glad to be here. Father, I thank you for your plan that I might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, I thank you for your provision, that all my needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that I may prosper in all areas of my life as my soul prospers. Father, I thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casted out all fear, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your peace. Your peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps me calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads me through all the storms that come in my life. Father, I thank you for my life and your presence in it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And the little song that the Lord gave me this morning was, thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul is at rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul is at rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Bless you, Sister G. I love you. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you throughout this year. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that. I receive it in Jesus' name. Powerful
Amen.
Testimony. Thank you so much. Thank you for the song and everything. I appreciate you. All right, Minister Gloridine, are you ready?
Well, it's a lot to give, but I'll give this one. I guess the Holy Spirit is moving up on me with this one. It was this year that I had a television that was my son gave, because I had one that was doing really bad. He gave me one that was so old, it was working a little bit, and but every now and then it'll work, and I wanted to get rid of that, and I kept saying I need another television. And then my grandson said, well, I'll go pick that one up from it for you, from my daddy, and bring it to you. But it still was working kind of rough. Then one day, with just a surprise, my granddaughter brought me a brand new TV, 50-inch TV. I was so shocked, you know. I guess she heard me saying I want a TV. And I thank God she brought a 50-inch television, a nice television. But that television was so kind of complicated. So my other grandson, who had gotten that other bag of television from his daddy, he came by and he showed me how to fix it and how to work it and, you know, how to get to the different channels. So I just thank God for my grandchildren. You know, it's so wonderful to have grandchildren because, you know, they always come about. I can say so much about my grandchildren and my other grandchild right now. He had a scholarship for college. And he's home for the holidays. He's a wrestler doing this. And it's so good. I thank God for our grandchildren that he'll take care of them. Hallelujah. So thank God. I thank God for everyone today. I thank God for all grandchildren. Praise God.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you. Thank God for that testimony. Thank God for good gifts. He gives us children good gifts. Amen. Well, you know what? We have a surprise this morning. We have Mother Ludell on with us from Ackland, Georgia. She had lots of family in. You know, she got children, grandchildren. You know, the thing about it is in 2 months, this is November, December, January, February. No, 3 months. February 10th, 100 years old. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Hello. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning?
Bye.
How you doing?
I'm doing, thank God. Yes.
Yeah.
So y'all on the y'all done sung?
But look, y'all I want to tell you something. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me, Mother Ludell?
Yeah.
I met somebody. See, they were from North Augusta, South Carolina. You heard of that place?
North Augusta. It's right
North
on the other side of Dusty, Georgia.
No,
it's
South,
right on the other
North
side
Augusta,
of Dusty,
South.
Georgia.
I don't know, but they on right now. Let me see. He's Pastor Jackson, and his wife is Sister Pat Jackson. Let me let him on for a minute, and they can tell you. Good morning, Pastor Jackson and Sister Pat. How are you?
We're doing well. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Mother Ludell, can you hear
me? Yes. I live in Appleton, Georgia.
I know where Appleton is.
Yes,
ma'am. Ludell
Garnett.
Excuse me?
Ludell Garnett.
I know some Garnett, but I haven't met you.
Really? Well, I'm out of Augusta, not very far.
I know.
Uh-huh.
It's good talking with you. You sounded really good.
I talked to you. What church y'all attend?
I pastor Christian Fountain Baptist Church in Augusta.
In Hesperba.
No, in Augusta. Christian
in
Fountain.
In Augusta. What church?
Christian Fountain.
Oh, have you heard of First Mount Carmel, Rowan Perry?
Yes.
You have? That's my pastor.
Okay. God, yes, I met him before.
All right. Right. A nice guy. You have to come up some Sundays.
Okay, one Sunday we're not in church. I mean,
all right.
On the evening time, we'll do it.
Yes. I supposed to be singing a song this morning.
You gonna sing?
You're supposed to have done what now?
I supposed to sing a song, wasn't I?
Okay. Well, we'll.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Rise the morning, teach us your name. I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with my mother, walk with me. You walk with my mother, walk with me. Rise the morning, teach us your name. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, too. Hold my hand. Rise the morning. Teach us your name. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Rise the morning. Teach us your name. I want Jesus just to walk with me. I don't want to prolong y'all time now. I'm just a little lady, a little horseshoe.
Well, that was beautiful. The Lord's been walking with you 99-plus years. We thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you so much, Mother Liddell. We're thanking God for you, for life and health and strength and 99 plus years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Well, you know what? I have a son on here. My son, Brian Boyd, he's my spiritual son. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Mighty man
oh,
of the
really?
Most High God. Podcast, yeah. He getting ready to give a testimony of 2021. Good morning. Brian, how are you?
Yes.
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing
from...
well. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's always such a blessing to be on, and if I could give my testimony, I'm truly thankful for God. Just this whole year, everything has been amazing, and while I could probably talk to you all ears off in the next hour or so, the one thing that I'm the most thankful for is for the relationship that I have been able to grow with him and the relationships that he has placed me in with so many people, especially with Sister G, because she has helped me so much and helped me grow in so many ways that she doesn't even know that she has. And God has done that with so many people in their lives, because it says in the Bible that God is the fatherless, and that he will place us in families. And God has placed so many people in my life over this past year that are truly like family to me. And it feels like I've known them all of my life, but they have helped me grow with him. They've helped me learn more about him. They've helped me learn to really connect with him and worship him more, and to view him as not just our creator and our provider, but purely as a father in the things that he will do for me. So that's pretty much what I'm truly thankful for, and I'm thankful for you all on the line as well.
Amen. Out of the mouth of
Amen.
Babies, very young. So we thank God for Brother Brian. He's a minister as well. We have more than one minister on here this morning. We thank God for each of you. God loves you so, so very much. You know, it's prayer time. We got to pray and thank our God for what he's doing in every one of us, in all of the whole world. He's doing great things. I know we hear the negative news on channel this and channel that and channel the other, but I'm telling you, we got to have our eyes in the word of God. That's the good news. Don't believe everything you hear on TV, radio, on Facebook, on Twitter. Don't believe everything you hear, but believe everything in his word. Believe on him. I thank God for each of you this morning. It's prayer time. Anybody need prayer? We're going to take prayer requests this morning. Who needs prayer?
Yes. Yes.
I know we pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her family. I'm going to pray for Jackie Travis. Let me see.
Pray for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Mary Jean, don't forget Mary Jean.
Yes, ma'am. We won't.
Pastor and Pat Jackson.
Okay. All right, Pastor and Pat Jackson. Prophetess Ernestine, can you pray this morning? You got a little bit of time.
Yes, ma'am. I heard.
Okay.
Give me the names again.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me take a few more. We got Jackie Travis. All right. Anybody else? We got Pastor and Pat, Sister Pat Jackson on there requesting prayer. They're from, a place close to where Mother Liddell's from. They're from North Augusta, South Carolina. And Prophetess Lawson, where are you from?
I am from Charleston, South Carolina. And only time I hit Augusta is I don't normally go that way. But the way you would go, if you had to go the back way to Atlanta, you would cut through Augusta. Yeah, you would cut through Augusta. But it was so nice to hear Mother Liddell. I just wanted to just give me a point of privilege. When I heard her voice, I put a smile on my face, because I'm not on every Saturday, but just to hear that God has granted her 3 months from 100, and I thank God for that, just to hear it.
Amen. So anyone else need prayer? Let me see. I'm trying to see. I'm going to unmute the line. Just give me a minute here. And anybody else need prayer? Make your prayer request. I'm unmuting all the lines. So if you got TV on, radio on, please turn it off because it pick up every sound. All right. I got all the lines unmuted. Anybody else need prayer? She's going to be praying.
Yes, Sister G, it's Brother Brown. I would like prayer for patience because my God has been so good to me. I still am just a little impatient at times, and I truly need to work on that.
Uh-oh. Well, Prophetess Loss is going to pray. Anybody else? We're trying to get this done as quickly as possible, so go ahead, state your prayer request. She got to go soon. All right, don't forget to pray for Mother Ludell, Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackie Travis, the Jackson family, Pastor Jackson and his wife, Sister Pat, Brother Brian, and the Bible Storyland family. Don't forget to include me. All right.
Yeah.
Prayer time.
What is Donna Hawkins' cousin name again? Donna Hawkins' cousin.
Her husband?
They live in Jackson.
Jackie Travis.
I was just trying to write down every name so I can make sure I call out the name. Okay.
All right.
Oh, Father. And I don't know if my husband wants to chime in too, but Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. Lord God. And God, I thank you that we knew from the Bible days, oh God, that you not always strive with a man. We will not always be in conflict with you. But you said a man's year should be 120. And Lord God, and you said, and we have found other scriptures that said 75 and then 80, and we know that we're living by grace. But we know, Lord God, that the life that you've given us has always been a grace walk. But Lord God, that we can't live another day or hour without your presence, without your holy power guiding us. So, Father, for the years of prayer, for the year of uplift, for the years of singing and giving you praise, we thank you for Mother Ludell, Lord God. And even though I didn't hear her voice, I lift up the lady and the other senior that's normally on the line, oh God. And I just pray for protective covering, protective shields, Lord God, among our seniors, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I know some may be 75, but I'm talking about the ones that are over 75. But, Father, I just ask you, Lord God, I charge the angels that are assigned to them, Lord God, to minister to them, Lord God, to strengthen their mortal body, to keep their minds, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, for renewing their youth like an eagle, that they may be strengthened with might, that they may carry on this journey, Lord God, to continue to praise you, glorify you, and cover their families, Lord God. I lift up Pastor Jackson to you, Lord God, for my first time hearing his voice, oh God. But, Father, I prophetically decree and declare, Lord God, to them, Lord God, that as they hold shekelobosangadamashanda, God, as they go forth in you, as they end this year, I pray for supernatural expansion of ministry, their marriage, their children. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they will see the divine hand of the Lord upon their life, upon their ministry. Father, Lord God, I come against everything that would come against them and their ministry in Augusta area. We bind the principalities and powers that would try to block, hinder, or prevent your word from coming forth through them, Lord God. We pray for supernatural healing, supernatural strength, that they'll walk in signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God, in this season, Lord God. Let it be a divine expansion, Lord God, that they can say, Lord God, that only with God that these things manifest, and only by God, hallelujah, glory to God, that these blessings are coming. And, Father, we give you all the honor and glory, oh God. And for the young man, Father,
I thank you, Lord God. And, Lord God, I know he asked for, but, Lord God, I'm going to pray not for patience, but I pray for wisdom. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for Brandon or Brian or, that he gain wisdom. God, wisdom when to sit, wisdom when to keep his mouth shut, wisdom, Lord God, when to wait, wisdom, Lord God, when to go forth. Father, I pray for the angelic host, Lord God, I'm not sure quotable spirit, to lead and guide him. Father, I pray that his ears be open in the spirit realm, that he may hear, hallelujah, his angels guiding him and leading him. Oh, God, I pray, Lord God, not that he go through, Lord God, that he may gain patience, but, God, that he'll gain wisdom to know, Lord God, that this is not for this time and for this season. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, Solomon anointing, Lord God, that he would not make a rash decision, Lord God, but, Lord God, that he'll wait and discern, Lord God, who is the true mother, who's the true person that's for him, who's got the true purpose for life, who has a true purpose for raising up a child, and the child, Lord God, is his ministry. Father, whole shit, kid, and am I so quotable? I pray, hallelujah, that as he, Lord God, goes to work and back to work, I pray that he has wisdom to know, Lord God, and he will hear the voice, Lord God, because I remember when I was in my 20s, I used to hear you say, don't go, Lord God, and you tell me sometimes, Lord God, hallelujah, wait. I pray that in his 20s, Lord God, that he will hear your voice. He will dream dreams. He will dream visions. Lord God, when you're ordering his steps, he will hear the voice of the Lord, even at 21. And Lord God, that he would not only, Lord God, be obedient, but Lord God, his patience will learn how, Lord God, that he become long-suffering. Then, Father, I pray for Donald Hawkins and the Missionary Baptist Church, oh God. I pray, Lord God. Y'all still there?
Oh,
God. Yes, we're here. Okay, yeah, I thought my sister knocked me off. But we pray for Donald Hawkins and the Missionary Baptist Church, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that glory to God, that ministry, Lord God, even the coldness, Lord God, and even her husband, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as you healed them divinely years ago. We thank you, Lord God, for covering him, even as African-Americans, Lord God. And I know she used to do the breast cancer thing. But, Father, we pray, Lord God, for the ministry that you've given Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, that she'll awaken the eyes of her community, Lord God, to the effects of diet and eating, that they'll become aware, Lord God, of the various cancers, Lord God, and the education, Lord God, will cause the people to have long life and strength, oh God. I pray for supernatural divine protection for her ministry, from her deacons to her usher board, Lord God, to the greeters, Lord God, from the senior citizen to the newborn babe. Lord God, I pray and protect the shield about them, Lord God. In this era of COVID-19, Lord God, I pray for divine, Lord God, wisdom upon her, Lord God, when to open the church, when not to open the church, God, when to feed, when to do. Lord God, order her steps like never before. And God, we thank you that of the members of her church, Lord God, I pray for a richness of prayer. I pray for divine elevation, Lord God, that those who have seek your faith, and I thank you, Lord God, for the establishing of the kingdom, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for her sister, her cousin Jackie Travis, oh God, and I pray for every, and even for Dawn, I pray, and I cover all their children, Lord God. I pray the cover, Lord God, that no harm or injury will come nigh their dwelling. But, Lord God, for Jackie Travis, we pray for even for the least one and all her nieces, nephews, cousins, brothers, everyone that God has anointed this family, even from Donna Hawkins, to be minstrels, hakandotable shape, in the gospel, Lord God. I pray for the Aesops, oh God, that's in this family line. I pray, Lord God, for, hallelujah, the Elijahs, Lord God, that's in this family line. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, even for the Samuels, Lord God, in this family line, oh God, those that are being raised up in the church, Lord God, and those that are not. Oh God, we pray, Lord God, that those that are missing in their divine assignment be awakened, Lord God, in 2022, that they'll say, Lord, I yield no other help I know, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that for Bible story land, Lord God, no, even for the seniors, it was Jackie Tim, we pray for the senior citizens, she keeps, Lord God, strength, health, life, recovery, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the midst, Lord God, supernatural healing for those that Jesse Travis cared for, Lord God. Supernatural, Lord God. Intervention, oh God. And Father, we thank you that there, her people who she served will feel her love and feel her care, Lord God, because in this hour, Lord God, she's serving as your ambassador on the earth. And then, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Bible Story Land. We thank you for Sister G, Lord God. I pray for her strength. I pray for health. I pray for healing, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for supernatural long life, God. I pray for divine connection, Lord God, because even as she met the young man, hallelujah, I pray that she continue to meet people, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have your hands, oh Lord God. I thank you for the evangelistic gift that you placed on the earth to Sister G, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the teaching gift that you've given Sister G, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that Lord God, that your glory will reign and rule on Bible Story Land, oh God, and over Sister G, Lord God, that even, Lord God, as she go forth, I pray for long life, strength, health, Lord God, and divine wisdom, even the more, Lord God. And Father, for those who may be listening, Lord God, those who are every musician, Lord God, every singer, Lord, everyone, even from the children to the most senior person, Lord God, that comes on Bible Story Land, God, I thank you for divine protection, divine covering, divine, Lord God, blessings and favor to rest upon them in the name of Jesus, God. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord, engulf us, Lord God, that, Lord God, that we can only say we yield, Lord God. We yield to your will. We yield to your plan. We yield to your purpose that we may fulfill what you've called us to do in this season. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for another day that we never seen before. We say thank you because we don't even though tomorrow is not promised to us, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for that you have saw fit, Lord God, for us to have a chance at another day. Father, we pray, Lord God, like that anybody's going through bereavement, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the strength to endure. We thank you for the strength, Lord God, to get through whatever we're going through. And we thank you for, Lord God, that for the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth over all those who are listening, will listen to Bible Story Land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Did you say your husband has something to say, Prophet Lawson?
I will let him come. I don't know if he want, whatever he want to do, but since
good morning, Sister G, for everyone who's on.
Good morning, Prophet Lord.
Amen. I got two things to say, Sister
yeah.
G. First, I want to sing a short song, and then I got something to say after
okay.
that. Okay.
All right.
It's about the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. I won't turn back. I won't turn back to the world of sin. I remember one glory night, yes, Lord, you laid down your life for me. Yes, for me and a world from sin, world from sin. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood.
I won't turn back, won't turn back. I won't turn back to the world, world of sin.
Amen.
Amen.
I prophesied about 2 or 3 months ago, you see, that it would be another pandemic coming out very shortly. And this one is attached to the others, but it should have been a little worse. It's going to attack a lot of homes. It's already worldwide. I just looked at news a few minutes ago. I said, my. It's already in the United Kingdom, and this one man, doctor called Fossey, he said he wouldn't be surprised if it's already in the United States. Well, sometime a prophet can stop things, but if God wishes, God will for it to happen, it will happen. And a prophet's job becomes to warn those who will listen. And so what I want to say to everyone in line, be careful. Cover up and know that the blood of Jesus still works. It not only washes away our sin, but it still works in protection. Because this disease now is an infection. And it's going to touch a lot of households in the United States, a lot of persons. A lot of times we don't have no concerns if not our own household. But when it attacks your own household, then we become concerned. So I pray that all will continue to stay well on this line and to our siblings and all those who are connected to us, that we keep him up in prayer. Not only them, but the world. But some people are just not going to listen. So for those who are willing to listen, take heed to the word of God. Be careful and know that the blood of Jesus still works. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet.
Thank you so much, Prophet.
All right. Okay, we're about ready to close out. Anybody have anything they want to say? All the lines are open before we close out. Something quick. We thank God for all the prayers, the songs. Thank God for each of you. I want to tell you something.
Yes, blessing. I just want to, God say bless his people. I just say blessings on each one of you. And I have enjoyed the entire show. Praise God. And I just want to pronounce God's blessing. In whatever way he want to bless you, just let it pour out on you, even the more, even into the next year. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. So I thank God for each of you. Anybody else, real quick?
Thank God for that prophecy.
What?
Thank God, Gloria Dean. Thank God for that prophecy that came forth. You should take heed to that prophecy. Praise God.
Amen. Yeah. And as Prophetess Lawson was praying and Prophet Lawson came on, I thought about this scripture. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we got to search out the word. We got to stay close to God. We got to hear his voice. You hear what I'm saying? We got to hear his voice. We got to obey what he tells us. Some people say, something told me. No. If it ain't the devil, it's God telling you. So we got to stay close to God, hear his voice, listen, and obey. So I want to tell you, you already know this already, that God loves you so much. Really, 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 really love you. Cannot measure the love that God has for us. So I thank God for each of you all coming on today. May the Lord particularly walk with us and talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And you know what? Stay close to God. Like Dr. Boston said, be careful. Cover up. Don't take things for granted.
it's not business as usual. We want to see you have long life that God has promised you. God loves you, and look, don't forget, even though he loves us, he wants us to love him back. Don't let it be a one-way thing, one-sided. Love him back. He commanded us, love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment. And then he gave us the second one. And he said, don't lie about it. Make sure it's genuine. Love each other. Don't be smiling in somebody's face and tell them you love them. Get it straight. Get it straight. If they did something to you, stepped on your right foot, looked at you cross-eyed, tell them, say, brother, you know, or sister, you know, I was offended because you said this or you didn't do this or what. Let's get it right. Don't go around hugging them and frowning your face or saying words to them and know you don't mean it from your heart. Be genuine. So I thank God for each of you all coming on. Don't have lack of knowledge. Search it out. Search the word. Be careful. Love on God and love on his people. Love on God. You know, if God could love you, certainly you can love other people, right? I'm telling you, if God can love me, certainly I can love his people. He said, how can you say you love me? You ain't never seen me. Come on now, be real. So I thank God. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And praise God like you lost your mind. I love you all. Talk to you all Wednesday or whenever the Lord says. All right, you know, we got Wednesday midweek Bible study coming up this Wednesday. I'll send out the text 12 noon in Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll send you all text. I love y'all. Have a great day.
Love you. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.